time for our weekly conversation. Get you caught up with Albert Lea Boys Soccer as the head coach of our Tigers, Zach Luther, joins us here on Kate Radio. And Zach, a good afternoon. How's it going today?
Doing well. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. Let's talk soccer. And let me pull up my schedule here because we have a few games that we have to recap here in the last week. I know last night you guys had a tough loss to a Mankato East. We'll talk about that coming up in just a moment. But let's start with Thursday. Your team was on the road against Northfield. Give us a score. Give us a recap. I do remember you saying last week, Northfield's a pretty good team.
Yes, Northfield's always a quality opponent that, you know, we get. And always a tough play at Northfield, which is where we ended up having them. So they have a very wide field, which is a wonderful home field advantage for them. So, final against Northfield, we lost 7-0. You know, it was, I think, 6-0 at halftime. So, you know, at halftime coming in, we had a big challenge of let's just give up one goal. And, you know, that's exactly what we did. So played them tough. It's just we have to, you know, kind of string together how we play them. You know, like that second half for the entire game. I will take a little bit of, you know, credit for the defeat, I guess. Tried to shift up some defensive formations before the game to try to, you know, mitigate the advantage they'd have by playing on a wider playing field. But, you know, it was probably something that we should have maybe tried to install a little bit earlier to give the guys a bit more experience with it. So, first couple of goals were on me, I'll say, and we made a switch and played a much tougher. But Northfield's a good team. They've got some speed. They've got some good finishers, some great dribblers, and, you know, they made us pay for our mistakes.
Now, Zach, talking about the Northfield game, and again, you bring up the wider field. So when it comes to high school soccer fields, is there a couple, I guess, dimensions that you can use for a field?
So there's minimum dimensions, and I'd actually say it's mostly, you know, related to kind of like baseball where there's minimums, but there's really not maximums. It's just kind of stadium size. So Northfield High School Stadium does not have a track around it. So, you know, schools like us, we have a track, so that kind of constricts how wide our soccer field can be. It's wider than the football field, but, you know, it can't keep going out. Northfield's is about another probably 6 yards, 7 yards wider on each side than ours is. And you can kind of tell by comparing it to where their football lines are in the field. Austin's another place that is a really wide field because they don't have a track around their varsity soccer and football stadium.
Oh, interesting. I did not know that. Now let's talk about the game on Saturday. You guys had a home matchup against Worthington. Again, give us the score and give us your thoughts.
So that one was 11-0. Worthington was a buzzsaw for us there that we ran into, and we just couldn't make the adjustments we needed to. You know, I've noticed with teams in the past that I've played with or that I've coached, you know, we seem to struggle at, you know, afternoon games. They just, guys are kind of, especially on a Saturday where, you know, they sometimes sleep in till 10, 11 a.m. They wake up, roll out of bed, go to the game, and, you know, it's just that we seem sluggish and we never really fully woke up for that one. We did have a couple of backup players and we had some starters that were out for that game that were just gone for one reason or another that, you know, they stepped up, they played well, but, you know, just we can tell when we take a step backwards when, you know, it's a backup instead of a starter. So that one hurt us a bit, but Worthington's a wonderful team. They're undefeated on the year. They've got a lot of speed that they, you know, take advantage of. Their guys are able to find gaps in the defense and run right through, and they continued to bust us on it. And even though we did catch them offside a few times, it's just they were a talented enough squad that was able to continue to keep coming at us and find those gaps.
Zach Luther, the head coach, Albert Lea Boys soccer team, our weekly conversation here on Kate Radio. Well, let's recap last night, the game at the Gus against Mankato East. A tough loss. Mankato East wins 2-1. Give us the recap and tell us about who scored the goal last night.
Nope. So the actual score was 1-0 we lost. 1-0.
Oh, it was 1-0. Okay.
Yep. 1-0. So, yeah, tough defeat. But one thing, I mean, I got to get it out of there or get it out right away. It's probably the best complete game the team's played all year. East got a great squad. They've played some teams that have, you know, beaten us soundly, very tough. You know, they lost to Owatonna 2-1, a team that, you know, beginning of the year, beat us by double digits. So quality opponent coming in, and you know, we really limited their opportunities. And it started with, you know, I challenged a team to, they had up their communication, something we struggled with all year. And, you know, just telling the guys that until we change that and continue to, you know, play a little bit more as a collective unit on the field, you know, we're going to keep getting beaten individually. And they saw it happen last night. They saw it string together and work out. We were on the attack. We had some decent opportunities. East had some nice shots on goal that our goalie saved, or that our defenders kind of made a play and defended at the last second, got in front of. The goal they did score, unfortunately, too, was my starting keeper got the wind knocked out of him on a play. He came out, made a save. When we have to stop play to get a player off the field, unfortunately, they have to walk off. So my backup goalie went in completely cold, you know, made two big saves, and the goal they did score was, you know, I watched the replay on film. It was a awesome shot that they had at the top of the box that, you know, deflected off the crossbar down just across the line, according to the referee who saw it. It's a tough one for us because it bounced straight down and came out back into the field of play, and we cleared it, and then they were blowing the whistle for a goal. So pretty tough one, you know, and it was a bang-bang play that, you know, a lot of us weren't aware that even went in. So guys, got to give the guys a lot of credit. They played incredibly hard last night, and it showed on the scoreboard.
Zach Luther, head coach, Albert Lee Boys Soccer. And Zach, where does that put the team's record at right now?
So we are 0-9 on the season now. Had to double check because they had to have the game postponed. So 0-9 right now, but I mean, hoping to think that we turned a corner there and are able to, you know, take the intensity we played with last night and move forward and play, you know, the rest of our season with it.
Yeah, I'm looking at the schedule now, and it and things get really, really busy for your team starting on Thursday. I mean, actually started it yesterday, but you got like your final, let's see, your five games, and if my math is right, like 9 or 10 days, and then it's section time. So you guys are going to be really busy over the next week and a half.
Yep. So game tomorrow against Winona. We play again Monday against Triton. Tuesday at Red Wing, Thursday at home against a very strong top of the conference Rochester Mayo team. And then we are at home on Saturday then against Mankato West, our rescheduled match from last week.
And then the section tournament, right?
Yeah, there's
right?
No rest for us. And then section starts the following week there. Yep. So possibly looking at a Monday or Tuesday game there. So it's a quick turnaround.
Now, Zach, your team, like you mentioned, still looking for the first W of the season. With that being said, who are some guys that you have been really happy with their play this season?
Yeah, so, you know, it's tough, but I'm going to mention a few defenders, even though we're looking at some of the score lines. I've got guys that, you know, seldom come off the field with Caden Enderle and Raleigh Palomo, two senior defenders that have really come on strong and played strong roles for us this year. A surprising player that's really made his way onto the roster and has kind of found himself in a starting position is sophomore Ben Schultz. He was a, you know, guy that was on the kind of the varsity JV bubble there, and he's worked his way into the starting lineup and has been playing very well at outside back and continues to grow with each game. So that's been really nice to see. A couple of midfielders, Roberto Guzman and Diego Balboina Vidal through the middle have started to you know, click a little bit more and are playing a little bit more of an active role as we get up into the attack, which has been awesome because it takes some of that pressure off of our defense. And then Mike Olson has had a very good game last night where he was all over the field and pressuring East players into turnovers and forcing them to take bad shots or quicker passes than they wanted to make. So really nice to see him out moving there.
Zach Luther again, the head coach, Albert Lee Boys Soccer Team, our weekly conversation here on Kate Radio. And again, a couple of chances to see them in the next week at home against Thursday, 7 o'clock, Winona at the Gus. Then Monday, like Zach mentioned, Triton will be at the Gus for a 7 o'clock start. Zach, thank you so much for the time. Have a great week, and we'll talk again next week.
Sounds good. Look forward to it.